from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kid Jude on more money. No. Atlanta says no, although they did rework a contract, so who knows? They might be doing something.
Did they finalize a deal?
Oh, no, they haven't gotten anything done with Juno. Huh? Well, the problem is that they were up against it, and I think, I'm pretty sure I got this right, Chris Lindstrom, the kid from Boston College, who's one of the best guards, if you know, right there with Joe Tooney in terms of best guards in the NFL, they took some money of his and turned it into a $12.5 million signing bonus, therefore giving Atlanta $18 million in room. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to turn around and hand it to Judon. They still got to get through the season and all that kind of stuff. But Matthew Judon did some speaking to the media folks around here.
And you mean the media, you mean the Burton Family Trust.
Somehow they ended up getting Judon, apparently. And Judon talked in Atlanta as well. Can we start with this? What do you make of the fact that the choice was apparently given to Matthew Judon as to where he wanted to go?
See,
this has been sold as, well, that's the way you set a good tone in your organization.
I disagree with that, because I already know what you're doing.
Me?
I already know what you're doing. I think it's great. I think it's great. So you're going to give him the option? So he's got two teams and the deal is the same. They go to you and say, listen, thanks for the effort. Like, thanks for, you know what? Like, we're going to let you choose. I mean, I think that's, I would love for that to be a possibility. There's tons of players that would like to have a say in where they go. Hey, there's two options. We don't care either way. It's not like it's the Jets or the Bills. If it was the Jets or the Bills or two AFC teams, it'd be totally different, but it's two NFC teams, and maybe that's why they did it, because they're not really threatened by either one of those
because
teams.
Here's the thing. Now the next guy that has a contract holdout and wants to get traded is, because I'd love for you to tell me how great this will be, when next year's holdout, whomever it is, pick a defensive guy probably, whenever there's the hold in, let's say, and they go to trade someone and that guy doesn't get it, well, then everybody gets boo-boo face because, well, you treated this guy differently than this guy. Like, this is where there's got to be a little bit of a line drawn, in my opinion. Look, if Gerard Mayo wants to be the great man of relationships, then God bless him. But the Patriots proved that when business needed to get done, there was one guy in Elliott Wolf who was willing to say and put the stop sign up and not engage with Judon. In fact, Nick, let's go to, this is Matt Judon talking to NBC Sports Boston about the way the talks went down. Because if this is, you know, we're going to maintain the relationship and things like that, what they do, just throw him the nicety at the end after not talking to the guy? Here's Judon in his own words.
Why didn't the deal get done?
I don't know. I feel like we just never sat down and really came to the table as men. So I think that's the biggest point. It's like they kind of didn't know where I was at. We kind of didn't know where they was at. It was like, you know, it was just always through text messages or phone calls. We just never sat down and actually talked about it. I think that was the biggest kind of disconnect.
Did you ask to? Did you, you know, talk to some of the front office, Elliott, et cetera, say, like, let's have a sit-down conversation about this, your agent?
For sure, I asked. And I sent those messages to my agents, and I asked personally. But that ain't kind of where we left off.
I actually love this. The Elliott Wolf was like, nah, we don't need to meet.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like an adult in the organization who is willing to do business and look at Judon and tell him no.
Yeah, so you're not
doing it again. But what I didn't like was the whole, now again, so the next guy in line who thinks he's Matthew Judon and he does that erode what nice place they're trying to build down there in Gillette? Because to me, when you do it with the first guy, you now set the precedent and you now have something that other people can throw at you and say, well, how come my guy doesn't get to pick wherever you're going to send him to? Why is he the guy you're going to draw the hard line in the sand and not give him a professional courtesy? Again, I'll use that phrase.
I think that I'm not married to the precedent. I don't think that is an issue, because if I'm Elliott Wolf or I'm Gerard Mayo, like, I live by the idea that every situation is different. And just because one guy got something doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Yeah, but
unless we'd all make the same amount of money.
No, but clearly I think there are some guys who saw the way that certain people acted last year and went about doing things and then mimicked it this year.
Do you think that Devon Godchow was inspired by Matthew Judon?
100%. 100%. 100%.
Even with his agent being Drew Rosenhaus, who doesn't need any sort of inspiration, Drew Rosenhaus could have obviously identified that there was an opening there for his client, because Judon is not represented by Rosenhaus.
And here's the other thing, too. If Godshaw thought of it or might have caught wind that, or maybe Rosenhaus might have been the one to be like, hey, man, Judon went back last year. He's going to go back this year. We're not going to look like the bad guy. We're not going to be the one who's doing it a second time. Yeah, I think you can bake it into a little bit of your, if it's the whole, hey, it's me and my agent and we're sitting there and we're discussing how to handle the business end of things. Like, again, I praised Elliott. I think Elliott Wolf has done a very nice job. I think there are things he's held the line on. It doesn't bug the hell out of me. People are screaming, what about all the money on the cap space or whatever? Trust me, they're going to end up eating some contracts here, and they did with Judon, where they're going to gobble up some of that money, but it won't be spent at a level in which fans will be happy this year. And I'm okay with that, because it appears as if there is at least a little bit of a plan. But yes, I do. I absolutely think, and to even go a step further, it was with Bill, who apparently half the people down there were afraid to talk to and the other half thought he was a prick, which he was, but in a good way. So, and they're thinking, oh, yeah, little Elliott's really going to push back. You know what I mean?
Little Elliott.
Like, you know, like,
who in the hell does he think he is?
There
little
you go.
Elliott.
No, but I mean, if you're, yes, I, and again, if I'm sitting here and being told that Judon is a leader, who do people follow?
See, you think that I look at it as a way for the Patriots, almost like a PR move. He's a fan favorite. Everybody likes him. And they've been supporting him. And this is the way for the Patriots to show, like, their appreciation. So it's almost like a publicity stunt in a way. And if it was a different conference, a different division, this would not have happened. But because it's two NFC teams and this, they're not a threat to them whatsoever. They don't play the Chicago Bears or the Atlanta Falcons. What do they care? So, sure, you know what? We'll let it known that, oh, by the way, we gave him the option. Yeah, just look at the sources. They leaked it on purpose to show everybody that they're the good guys. Look at us. Yeah, we drive a hard bargain, but we love our guys, and we love them so much, we respect them so much, that we even gave them the option of teams.
Now you've landed on it. You're right. It was a move for optics to keep up the, hey, it's different here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I will say this: we don't know this, and maybe we will now because Bill talks and is telling stories like crazy, and we only have a certain amount of time before he goes back into coaching, and he'll just shut up again. But Do you think Bill never did anything like similar to this for some of the guys on his team? Do you think that he ever did a solid to a guy that he liked and he respected, right? That did all the right things while they played here? Are we to like to imagine or just assume that he never did anybody any favors, even if it benefited him or for the just for the show of it?
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Yes, of course he did.
Absolutely he did. It's like part of their DNA over there in Foxborough.
However, with Bill, you knew where the hard line was, and then it was the, oh, he's showing me a little bit of
grace.
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sympathy.
But
empathy.
You know, but I'm sure if you asked Willie McGinnis, he would say, no, Bill's a D and drove the hard bargain. That's why I went to Cleveland.
Do you think that that Bill traded Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco because he liked Jimmy, or because it was like the best deal, or is it because it was just the most convenient and easiest? Like, when I talk about landing in a sweet spot for Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, and I'm just using him because he's the most relevant, you know,
name recognition
that I can think of.
I have the most correct take in the world on it. What is it? Bill Belichick traded Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco because Tom Brady was 1 year away from having his contract repurposed, and it took away Brady's mistress. In the mind of everyone that ever played football with Tom Brady or knew Tom Brady, he was drafted to New England, but the mistress was really San Francisco. So if you're Belichick, you get the pick back that you used. You then send them a quarterback that you know, because they're going to be rubbing peanut butter all over their nipples, they're going to give him a long-term contract. Therefore, when it comes time to talk turkey and try to have some leverage over Tommy, there was no mistress for him to go to. Tell me where I'm wrong.
If they got four ones, they wouldn't trade him.
So San Francisco was like a siren song for Brady.
Yeah.
And he was just drawn to it.
When Brady went into free agency in, what was it, 19 or 20, whatever it was, you mean to tell me that if San Francisco didn't have the spot, they wouldn't have figured it out? I dare say Brady probably, that would have been one of the places where he would have taken less to go to. But I'm convinced to a moral certainty that, okay, to Bill Belichick, it was, I used the pick, I got it back. That's typical just personnel in the NFL. The reason it was San Francisco is because it affected Brady more than any other place.
Well, that's
your mind's blown by that, aren't you? Because that's the deviousness of Bill Belichick.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I can easily, Bill's playing chess, everybody's playing checkers. Like, that's what a master chess player would do.
Absolutely.
By the time you figure it out, it's too late.
And I bet you he sold Kraft on that, too. I took away the biggest problem.
I mean, that's some Game of Thrones-type mentality right there, but I like it. I absolutely like it. It's the craziest theory I think I've heard.
And when you think about it, does it not fit the personalities of both Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, especially at that time?
No, it absolutely does. That it absolutely does. But I just look at the Judon thing, and the Patriots were lucky to find themselves in a position where they can look like, you know, magnanimous, you know, like, you know, they look like the, you know, the good soldier, like the, you know, the thankful boss who just wanted to send you out with a golden parachute minus the money.
Somebody said Gronk to Tampa. Bill didn't need to do that.
Again, great example. That's the kind of the ones that I'm looking for. I would even say there's more.
Somebody said rumors that happened with Chandler Jones as well to Arizona. Jones even commented on it. Well, that was also one of those. We gotta get rid of this guy.
It's only gonna go.
Let's handle him with some kid gloves here, type thing.
Was Shaq Mason sent to Tampa? Rebuild the whole basically old Patriots team down.
Yeah,
there?
For like a sixth or something like that, or whatever it was. But I don't know if they went to him and said, "Hey, would you like to go there?" I figured it was, okay, you're going
to go to where Brady is. I would say Gronk earned it much more than Matthew Judon did.
Yeah.
Like, Gronk earned a solid thank you for the effort. Here you go. I'm going to make sure I take care of you. You know, no one's going
to
hold a grudge.
He tried to send him to Detroit, though.
It's true.
Well, there was that.
And then he threatened to retire because he was going to go there.
Yep, that's true.
They're definitely.
Hey, but no hard feelings.
Yeah, right.
No hard feelings.
Of course not. Here is something, Nick, let's go to the Judon on the struggle quickly here. Matt Judon spoke in Atlanta yesterday, and I do not know what Matthew Judon is referencing here, but he talked about how the last year has actually been rough on him.
I knew God, but I encountered him over that time. Damn. I went through some hard stuff over that year, and it wasn't because of the injury. Football, this game masked so much stuff. Like I said, a lot of people stopped calling me around a certain time, and
jeez,
I didn't have that. So I learned a lot by myself.
Jeez, what did he say? He didn't know God?
He got to know God. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
So that's the one.
I knew God, but I encountered him.
And that's the one where, like, yesterday this morning I listened to some of the Judon stuff, and I was like, what is he referencing? Certain people stopped calling around a certain time. Like, it's very cloak and dagger type comments there. But, like, does he feel usurped by someone in the organization? Did people go dark on him? Did not enough people check in? Is that the genesis of, you know, Mayo's, I'm the relationship guy.
Yeah.
I was checking in on him all the time. Like, something was there with Judon that now makes me think, okay, so what's the genesis of that?
I know.
And he said it wasn't injury related either.
Man, it's tough being hurt when your team only wins four games.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, but also it's out of sight, out of mind. If you're not going to the facility every day, if the guys don't see you,
that's for everybody.
I was just going to say, that's the lonely part of football, is it not?
He's a very complex person.
Apparently so, but you know what he ain't getting?
Many layers.
You know what it doesn't look like he's not getting, at least right now? Mo money.
Mo years?
Mo years.
Or mo money.
Mo money.
Mo neither.
At least it doesn't look like it right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.